keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Nick and Olive with your 11am headlines. In local news, a joint operation between the Australian Border Force and Queensland Police has resulted in the seizure of more than $70 million worth of tobacco products. The QPS money laundering team first picked up on strange activity in a warehouse in Brendale on Brisbane's north side, where they were able to eventually seize 30 million cigarettes, nearly 400,000 vapes, and over 4 tonnes of tobacco. The bust now stands as the largest seizure of tobacco ever seen in Brisbane. And in further local news, plans to extend the Gold Coast. Light rail to Coolangatta has been officially scrapped, with the LNP state government citing a potential $9 billion cost blowout. Stage 4 would have connected Burleigh Heads to the airport and major attractions. However, Palm Beach MP Herman Voster has just announced on Facebook that the controversial project is dead following community backlash and massive risks. Quote, "Locals spoke loud and clear," Voster said. "Over 60% felt they were never properly consulted. Instead, the government will fast-track expanded bus services for the southern Gold Coast."
In national news, as the Australian winter comes to an end, nearly 140,000 Australian babies have been protected against severe respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV, delivering a 30% reduction in hospital admission for severe RSV for under 6-month-old infants. Additionally, this also includes a 33% drop in the number of infants admitted to intensive care. RSV has been the number one cause of hospitalisation for Australian children under 5 years old, with 1 in 4 children statistically requiring intensive care every year. According to the Immunisation Foundation Australia, without the RSV immunisation, around 12,000 Australian infants aged 12 months or younger are admitted to hospital with severe RSV every year. In support of this drop of cases, there have been rollouts of National RSV Mother and Infant Protection Program, providing free access to both maternal and infant RSV immunisation. The latest statistics on August 31st, 2025, reported that 143,000 cases across Australia, with half of the infection being children under 5 years old. The Immunisation Foundation of Australia is advocating for affordable access to RSV protection for older people who are also susceptible to RSV in advance of the winter 2026. Environmental groups are calling on the Albanese government to immediately step in following the revelation that a Santos gas export hub had been leaking enormous amounts of methane in a nearly 20-year-long cover-up. Joint footage of the Darwin-based LNG hub had provided evidence that the facility leaked up to 184 kilograms of methane per hour. Santos and the facility's former owner, ConocoPhillips, are accused of concealing the leak from public knowledge to ensure further approval for the controversial Barossa project. While the facility is currently shut down for preparation for the backfill of Barossa gas, the leak is yet to be fixed. It has been revealed that multiple government agencies were complicit in the cover-up and did not ensure Santos fixed the leak. Such agencies include the NT Environmental Protection Agency, NT WorkSafe, Clean Energy Regulator, National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environmental Management Authority, and CICERO. Environmental groups are calling for an immediate fix to the leak due to the major threat towards the community of Darwin and Australia's climate as a whole, stating that without action, the methane leak will continue for another 25 years.
And in international news, Indonesian political parties have agreed to revoke a number of perks and privileges for parliamentarians following widespread anti-government protests over issues such as extra pay and housing allowances. The president made his announcement on Sunday, which comes after days of protests and rioting across the Southeast Asian country, resulting in at least 4 deaths. Rallies started earlier this week in Jakarta after reports that MPs were receiving a housing allowance equivalent to almost 10 times the minimum wage in Jakarta to stay in the capital. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some rain expected to come along later, currently 19 degrees, an expected maximum 22, fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 o'clock. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.